Dang it. What was I saying? The human dongle.
Oh, get your finger out of my eye.
Way better now that you've stopped touching it.
Yes, I was...
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain.
Wait for a chance for your call.
Hi, Aaron.
Hey, how's it going?
It was a great day.
Tell me about it.
Well, I'm glad it's over.
Oh. It was a busy day, huh?
It was a busy day. It was over before I knew it.
Was this your third day back?
No, it's our second day. We came back on Friday this year.
Okay. Was that chaos coming back on a Friday? Or are you?
Yes, it was.
I could imagine.
I really prefer like a Wednesday.
Yeah, give it a couple of
Thursday.
Days. Well, your chat was.
Fridays can be rough.
Your chat was pretty amazing last night. What'd you think of it?
Well, I mean, that's the first one I have ever done. And I had no idea how much work that was.
Did you schedule your tweets ahead of time?
Yes, I did.
So that was handy. But you were in there answering.
And that took a lot of the pressure off it, but I was so worried that for some reason it wasn't going to work. And, you know, I tried it out before and all that to make sure I knew what I was doing, but I was just paranoid that something was going to go wrong. But that was fun. I learned a lot.
Good. So... I love this, just so you know, like servant leadership, that's like my mantra this year. So, when I saw your chat, I was like, oh, thank goodness. Like this is going to be a good one. I was hoping to learn a lot and did as well. Well, real quick.
I wasn't expecting as many Oak Ledge people to, I don't know how many ended up being in it, but there were several and I realized it's election time and all of that, but. That kind of shocked me that it actually participated.
I hope it stays consistent after the 28th.
Man, I hope so.
Well, and then after November as well. Like, I really hope that this is a turn and that it's like their new thing to do and be with us. That's really exciting.
Let's hope so.
Steve, what do you do? What's your job title?
I am the freshman principal at Dale City High School.
Freshman principal. That's exciting. So just ninth graders.
Just ninth graders.
And what are ninth graders like?
Squirrels.
I love it.
they're, you know, it's a big transition year. Coming up, we have two middle schools that feed us. And, you know, naturally they're both a lot smaller than we are. And this, the shock value of just our size, I mean, he's got a pretty big building and whatnot. And they have a little more freedom and to make choices and do things, you know, once they get to high school. And so just trying to figure all that out at once is sometimes a challenge for some of them. But I love it. They keep me on my toes.
Good. Well, how did you get involved in education? What's your backstory in education?
I'm alternatively certified. And so I worked at a college for a while, and I worked at a credit union for a while. And I wanted to coach. And so I went and got my alternative certification and started coaching football, baseball, and basketball at Jarman Middle School.
Wow, cool.
And this is my 15th year. And I've been in Middale the whole 15. So I went from Jarman, was at Jarman for 8 years, was at Kerr for 3 years as a principal there, and then this is my fourth year at the high school.
Excellent.
I wish I would have just started at the high school. I like the big kids.
They're a lot of fun.
That they're fun and you can have meaningful conversations.
Yeah.
and know the impact you're making.
Well, know the impact and you can see intentions. Like sometimes, you know, with the littles, and I was in with fifth graders for a long time before I came to Epic, or for, you know, a bit before I came to Epic. And sometimes they are just impulsive and they have no idea what their intentions are when they do something, or they have no idea the impact that something will make. And so with the older kids, you're exactly right. They have intentions and they know where things are headed. So that's fun.
Right. And I was fortunate enough I had a lot of these kids when they were in middle school. And so I already had relationships established. And so when I came to the high school, it was like a reunion. But the honeymoon is over because I don't know any of these kids this year. And so I'm having to be creative. One thing as a principal, it just seems like you only get to know the bad kids. It's not always that way, but, you know, I remember my first couple of years being at an award ceremony in May, and I'm like, oh, I didn't know that was your name.
Aww.
And that, you know, and that's on me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not their fault. They came every day and did what they were supposed to do. And so I've kind of readjusted some things and had my freshman teachers do some get-to-know-you activities and stuff on the first day instead of, you know, going through expectations and all that. And they gave me copies of them so I can read them and kind of put a name with what they like to do and get to know them.
I really like that.
You know, outside of that stuff. So it's, but yeah, every day is different with freshmen. So I love it though. I just wish I would have started this a long time ago.
No doubt. I mean, especially when you find something you really like, you know, why wasn't I doing this a million years ago?
Yeah, you know, and you finally find a job that you don't dread waking up every morning to get to, and that's priceless.
Yeah.
And I always look forward to coming to school. So,
well, what is servant leadership in your brain? You know, you asked the question of us. Did anybody's definition equal up to what yours is? What's your definition of servant leadership?
Well, honestly, to me, I mean, everyone pretty well said, you know, others before yourself and being selfless. Empathy is one thing that has really kind of come to the forefront for me with going through Christian athletes trauma training and whatnot. But I think for me it's just a way of life. Having, you know, putting others before yourself. That's just how I was raised. It is that we were all made to serve each other. And so I really don't have, you know, and I mean, I've managed people in other situations before, but I'm not one that's going to tell somebody what to do. You know, if it wasn't something that I would be willing to do myself, then I enjoy getting right down in there with them and, you know, helping the custodians, the cafeteria ladies, whatever needs to be done. I don't want to stand on the sidelines and watch. But I would say, I mean, for me, it's just kind of my life motto. That's just how I try to live. And some days I do a decent job at it, and other days it's a struggle. But, helping people it makes us all better.
Right. Well, was there a favorite question of the night, one that you were like, you really wanted to see how people answered, or one that you were looking for an answer on maybe?
Well, I didn't know how they would respond to the question on grace, because I know for me as an educator, when I started, I mean, I didn't really look at second chances and all of that things. That, you know, through that lens, but as I've gotten to know the kids that we serve, I think it's and it's pretty applicable to dealing with kids in general. You know, they're going to mess up, and to be able to, you know, extend another chance to them, and then they take advantage of it. So you can actually witness that growth it's awesome. I mean, it's very rewarding.
Yeah. So was there a answer that stood out the most to you on that one, or were you just happy to see that everybody was kind of on the same page there?
Well, everybody was kind of on the same page, but actually, you know, our Stucco kids from Del City jumped in.
Yeah.
And some of their answers were really good. And things were flying so fast. And I didn't know what to expect, you know, going into leading this thing. But I found out that I have a data limit on how many tweets I can get because I wasn't doing it on my phone, but I had my phone with me in case I needed it. I got a message in the middle of it that said, "You've exceeded your data."
Oh.
You know, it'll reset in an hour. And I'm like, well, I'm glad I'm not using my phone.
Wow.
Off the top of my head, I can't quote you one, but everybody was on the, you know, on the same page, and it which really encouraged me that, you know, people are looking to give kids second chances. And every now and then you have a rule follower, you know, that says, you know, we don't do this and we don't do this. And there's, you know, there's non-negotiables. I mean, you know, you don't fight, you don't do those types of things at school. You don't bring weapons. We all know that.
Right.
Drugs and those type of things. But the behavior type of thing, it was good to see, you know, everybody on the same page. And we all have that one kid that it just seems like they're constantly trying to push your button.
Constantly, you know, trying to push your button.
Don't let them know what the buttons are.
Right.
And then they can't push them. So, but that was probably my most, that one and the one we're doing a book study, with our PLCs this year. On the "I See You, I Hear You, I Love You" book by Dr. Campbell.
Okay.
And he actually joined us last night. He's the author of that book.
Okay, I saw him on there, and I clicked on his bio. I was like, I haven't seen you before. Who are you? And I followed him last night.
Yeah, he is a great guy, and he's going to actually do a little PD session with our faculty and staff. We're going to Skype. In September on our PD day after everybody reads the book. And so we're and it's, you know, it's dealing with at-risk kids, and kind of making sure that no one's invisible and everybody is known. But to see him, have him jump in, and I had just reached out a couple weeks ago and said, hey, you know, I'm leading this thing in a couple weeks. If you could join us, it'd be awesome. And I hadn't heard from him, and then he just popped in. I thought, oh, that's kind of cool.
I love it. You know what? You should see if he'll co-moderate a chat with you.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
and what I like about his book, one, it's very easy read. It struck a chord with a lot of us here that have read it so far. But he started a foundation. And all of the proceeds go to that foundation. And his first project was to buy a headstone for a student that he had lost. That, you know, their family couldn't afford it. And so he's going to step in and fill that gap for them. So, you know, anybody that's going to support, you know, something of that notion.
No doubt.
We jumped in and bought us several books. And then he just reached out to me one day and said, hey, I didn't realize you were going to order that many. Let you know, I'm willing to spend some time with your faculty and staff if we can get hooked up.
Aww.
So we just kind of went with it. And I'm excited. I can't wait till the middle of September so we can connect with him. But I will most definitely see if he would be willing to do that.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
So, Steve, what are your passions right now? Like, what excites you in education?
You know, one thing that you know, we just kind of went through the turmoil of April and the walkout and all of that, and I don't know how what came out of that for other schools, but I know for us, we're more unified and we're together. And I went down to the Capitol for several days. The unity that was there just in general was incredible. And I hope that momentum stays just for the sake of our kids.
Yeah.
Because it's awesome, to see the passion and everybody there day after day after day. You know, that excites me, and that hope that will kind of treat education, you know, as valuable. That kind of relit the fire for a lot of us, and I hope it continues. You know, these elections, as you mentioned, are very big, and I think it kind of activated a lot of us on that end too, that maybe we hadn't really been. You know, we tried to stay out of the political side of it. But I think some of us as adults found our voice again there, and, you know, and hopefully we'll continue to use it.
No, I totally agree. I think maybe people feel like they can't say something if they don't know all of it. You know, I know as a teacher, I've fallen into that trap before. You know, I don't know everything. What if they question me on something? But I kind of just fell, you know, head first into it this last time around. And man alive, you don't know what you don't know until you get into it. But then you don't know how passionate and easy it is to talk about these things until you get into it. And so if there are any teachers out there that, you know, haven't called their legislator or feel like their voice wouldn't make a difference, I challenge you to give it a try, because it's just completely different once you get into it.
Oh, it is. You're exactly right. And you know, hopefully the momentum, we take advantage of the momentum and get some new faces in there, and then continue to foster those relationships and you know, make it a win-win for everybody involved.
I agree. Who are your edu heroes? Who do you look up to?
Well, I had a high school teacher that just he taught concurrent, and he actually passed away last year. His name was Bob Depro, and he was just an awesome guy, and he was like a walking history almanac. But he always made it real for us. And probably, my current boss is also Miss Hill. She has really empowered us to go make a difference. And then my previous boss at Kerr, Rob Cherry, was the same way. And you know, we truly sat down and made decisions on what was best for students. And sometimes that's not always comfortable for the adults. But I've learned a lot from those two, especially just, you know, in how to handle tough situations and while always keeping kids first.
All right. Do you see yourself doing this again, getting in there and moderating another chat in the future?
Oh yeah, I would love to. Now that I've kind of got a little test run of it, and I started working, I would just need more time up front, because I had a whole lot of time, but I worked on it for like 2 weeks, and I'm probably a perfectionist. And, you know, one slide popped up, I left a word out on it, and I was like, oh my gosh, how did that happen? And I had went through it, you know, 142 times. It just never hit me that a word was missing. But yeah, definitely. I enjoyed it. I think everybody enjoyed it.
I did.
But it was, you know, I would like to lead one also at some point, maybe geared towards the students themselves. And I know our students have led a couple from Del City to the adults, but I would like to see us lead one, you know, geared towards the students, and to kind of get their perspective on how we do things.
That's interesting. You know, I've seen Rocks versus Sucks at like an Ed Camp. Have you ever been to an Ed Camp where they've done the Rocks Sucks?
Yes.
It might be fun to have a Rocks versus Sucks, you know, where the students are answering.
That's a good idea.
All right, I'll let you do it. You take it. Oh, brother. Well, thank you so much.
I look forward to Sunday nights. I've kind of just took over my own professional development.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I look forward to Sunday nights, even on a topic that I may not, you know, either know about or it may not even deal with me, I still like to participate, because there's always something to learn. If you're, the day you stop learning, you're not leading. So Sunday nights are fun.
Well, especially in Oklahoma, I mean, there's just not a lot of money out there, and you're the principal of a school. You know, how much do you have to work with your, you know, your budget? It's hard,
it's
you know, and so
it's tough.
You kind of do this. I mean, this is a great way to PD on the cheap, you know, so.
Right, right. Anyway. And, you know, you network, you get to know people, and then you go to an ed camp, and you can put a face with a Twitter handle or a name. And
I have definitely geeked out at ed camps, meeting people that I've followed. I'm like, oh my goodness, it's you. I love you. You're so much fun. Anyway. Well, thank you so much for joining us for this episode, for leading this chat. I really appreciated your questions. I thought they were super thoughtful.
Well, I appreciate the podcast. I thank you for what you do, and I thank everybody that participated. It was fun, and I know I learned a lot.
They're only saying, you're doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma, okay.